Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news. Protect California's old-growth trees with the Heritage Tree Protection Act. The Citizens Campaign for Old Growth Preservation has formed to place an initiative on the November 2002 statewide ballot in California calling for the permanent preservation of California's old growth trees, defined as any tree older than the state of California, which became a state in 1850. As many of you have experienced either in person or through tree sits in your local area, California's old growth trees are truly magical. The United States has already lost 95% of its native forests, and the state of California has lost a stunning 97%. Many species of mammals, reptiles, and fish and other wildlife that inhabit these ancient, fragile ecosystems are also in danger of becoming extinct. As we are all interconnected, the loss of our precious native trees, coupled with the loss of other plants and animal species, contributes to global warming, air pollution, and other environmental problems that affect us all. The passage of this initiative in California potentially has huge implications for the rest of the country. In order to get the initiative on the November ballot, CFOG will need to collect 420,000 valid signatures, which means about 700,000 total signatures. CFOG is assembling a grassroots team of signature collectors, but they need all the help they can get. If you'd like to help volunteer to collect signatures or to lend your support, please go to the Ancient Trees website at www.ancienttrees.org/signaturesignup.html. That's www.ancienttrees.org/signaturesignup, all one word, .html. In order to staff and fund CFOG's efforts to ensure that this initiative is placed on the California ballot, we anticipate that they will need about $100,000 and quickly to get this up and running. We hope that all supporters of Old Growth Redwoods might consider offering a donation to this important cause. Please mail your check to CFOG, P.O. Box 3758, Oakland, California, 94609. That's CFOG, P.O. Box 3758, Oakland, California, 94609. Earth First Radio News will continue to keep you updated on the progress of this initiative and are truly grateful for all of your efforts to ensure its passage. Once again, for more information, go to www.ancienttrees.org. That's www.ancienttrees.org. The Missouri River and its endangered fish and wildlife need your help. In the next 2 months, we have a chance to make a positive change and bring about a new beginning for something that is special to all Americans, our natural environment. Imagine the abundance of fish, the herds of buffalo and flocks of birds, the wildlife that thrive there. Unfortunately, the Missouri River today is a mere shadow of its former glory. Regulated by dams and straitjacketed by levees and dikes, the river has lost its natural flow, its heartbeat. Several of the river's species are endangered and may go extinct in our lifetimes. Earth First Radio News urges you to ask the Army Corps to adopt the Flexible Flow Alternative, GP2021. From Missouri River Dam Operations. Current dam operations are forcing at least three species, the interior least tern, the piping plover, and the pallid sturgeon, towards extinction, and many other native species are in trouble. Dam reforms proposed by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service in the final biological opinion, such as slightly higher dam releases in the spring and lower releases in the summer, would help provide the habitat and reproductive cues needed by Missouri River species. Please write to Rose Hargrave, U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, 12565 West Center Road, Omaha, Nebraska. That's Rose Hargrave, U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, 12565 West Center Road, Omaha, Nebraska, 68144. Public comment period ends February 28th, so write today and remember to mention the Flexible Flow Alternative, GP2021.
Well, that's the news for today. If you have news or information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef at cruiseio.com. You can find archive shows at www.radioforall.net and la.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. Oh, come on, my friends.